rerun. You want to eat now or wait for Raj?
Both.
You ready to order?
Yeah, what's today's special?
Today we got holy chili.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Why do they call it holy chili?
One bowl and you drop to your knees. I think I have a hamburger.
Good thinking.
I don't have anything.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Rock. Hey. Wow, what a great looking bike, man.
Brand new.
What made Bronson break down and buy one?
Well, I gave her this long, moving speech about how our customers deserve better service.
That speech convinced him to buy a new bike?
Yeah, because while I was talking to him, someone stole the old one.
Raj, can I take it for a test ride?
There's not a bike in the world that can pass that test.
Yeah, sorry, Rerun, but if anything happens to this baby, it's my responsibility.
Well, what's going to stop somebody from stealing this one?
Hey, no one's going to steal anything. I got a lock and chain.
What's the matter?
Someone stole my lock and chain.
Well, you take that bite out of here. This is not a drive-in.
Well, I got to go anyway. Got a lot of deliveries to make.
Well, hold up, Raj. I'll walk out with you. Later, Rerun.
Here you go, Rerun. Where's Raj going?
He's going to make his deliveries.
Well, Rerun, when are you going to get a job?
I'm going to start bringing home a paycheck right after I graduate from high school.
Mm-hmm. That'll go nice with your Social Security check.
What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, it was terrible. It was awful.
What?
It was horrible. It was a mess, and it all happened so fast.
What happened fast? What,
Dwayne?
Raj, what happened?
What?
I got hit by a car.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. But look at this thing. What am I going to do? It's a total wreck.
Listen, just be thankful you're in one piece.
Oh, Shirley, you don't understand. This bike is my responsibility. I got to pay for it, and it costs
$72. Well, you can do it.
Hey, y'all, young men, are you all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank goodness, because I'm all right, too.
Well, you should be. You were in a car.
Listen, as long as I see you're all right, I'm willing to forget everything.
Huh?
Now, listen, I know you're upset, but let's face it. You hit me broadside as I was coming out of the alley.
What are you talking about? I had the right of way.
Don't let him push you around, Raj.
Who are you?
You might say I'm his legal advisor.
Yeah? Well, this is between him and me, so butt out.
That sounds like good advice.
Dwayne, you saw everything. You tell us.
Who, me? This Dwayne?
Yes, this Dwayne.
What is this? Are you kids trying to swindle insurance money?
Are you kidding? Look at my bike. It's a total wreck.
Well, did you see the big dent you put in my car door?
Well, it's too bad about your car.
I accept your apology.
Hey, I'm not apologizing. I don't even think it was my fault.
Listen, kid, I don't want to argue with you. I have better things to do.
And so do I.
Well, hold it right there, sport.
The name is Charles Hopkins.
Well, you're not going anywhere, Charles Hopkins. Until you give Raj your address, phone number, and driver's license.
That's fine with me, if he does the same.
Oh, he's going to do the same. Here, Raj.
Thanks, sir. You got any paper I can write on?
Here, sir.
Well, I tell you, I was willing to forget everything. It seems it doesn't pay to try to do somebody a favor.
What favor?
You ran your bike into my car.
What?
You're lucky I didn't call the police. The only reason why I didn't is because I am just too nice a guy.
Too nice a guy? He's lucky I'm a lady.
What am I gonna do? How am I gonna pay Mr. Bronson back for this bike?
Hopkins owes you for the bike, and he knows it.
And you owe me for lunch.
No, I don't. Mr. Hopkins was kind enough to pick up my check.
When, Rerun?
When Raj wrote his name and address on the back of it. Will. How's that?
Oh, great rerun, a square wheel. You just set mankind back 5,000 years.
Oh, it's no use. No way we can fix this bike ourselves.
Hi, fellas.
How you doing, Miss Thomas?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, what's this mess, Raj?
My new delivery bike.
Well, what happened to it?
Raj had a little accident.
Accident?
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Don't get upset, Mom. I'm all right, really. I didn't get hurt.
Yeah, but what happened? A guy in a big caddy came flying out of the driveway and cleaned Raj. Do you want Mom to take you to the doctor?
Oh, no, Mama, no. No, I'm fine.
Do you hurt anywhere?
I'm fine, really. Really, Mama.
Well, thank heavens.
But what really gets me, Mama, is that it wasn't even my fault. I had just gotten on my bike to make my deliveries, and there he was coming out from nowhere.
That's right, Miss Thomas. That's exactly how it happened. I saw the whole thing.
And now I owe my boss $72 for the bike.
There's only one thing you can do. Pay for the damage and get it over with.
Well, I don't think I should have to pay for anything.
That's right, especially when it was someone else's fault, right, Rob?
Right.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'll make him pay for it. I'll take him to small claims court.
All right, that sounds like a great idea.
If he wins. But what if he loses?
Oh, Mama, there's no way I can lose. I have an open and shut case, and I got an eyewitness.
Mm-hmm. Who's that, Raj?
You, Dwayne.
Oh, yeah, right, me.
I hope you know what you're doing.
I know, but I'm not a kid anymore, Mama. And if I'm old enough to take responsibility for this bike, then I'm old enough to fight for my principles in court. And besides, it only costs $2 to file a complaint.
You know something? I'm proud of you for handling this yourself. Yeah.
Thanks, Mama.
That'll be all right.
Can I borrow $2?
Here you go, rerun. Where's the rest of it?
Oh, I couldn't get the forklift through the door.
What's that?
Hey, Raj.
Raj, what's that?
Oh, I want to keep my job, so I've been using this as a bicycle.
Must be tough going up here.
This isn't a real bicycle. See, I never told my boss about the accident because we knew he'd go crazy. So what I do is I just lean this up against the window, and he never knows the difference. I just hope I can get away with it until Monday.
Oh, what's Monday?
I talked to the clerk down at the small claims court, mm-hmm. And that's when the trial's been set.
All right.
Look, how much are you suing Hopkins for?
Exactly what he owes me, $72.
Raj, are you crazy? That's just the damages. What about the mental anguish?
What mental anguish?
You know, the nightmares, the way you wake up in a cold sweat, the way you start screaming every time you see a Cadillac.
I don't do any of that.
Well, you better start. It could be worth a couple of $100.
Look, all I want is what Hopkins owes me, plus the satisfaction of proving that he was to blame for that accident.
Hi, hi, hi.
Oh, hi, Dwayne.
Dwayne. Hey, listen, I stopped by your house, Raj. This letter looked awfully important, so your mama told me to bring it right over.
Oh, thanks.
What is it?
Oh, from municipal court. Probably a confirmation of my Monday court date.
Uh-uh.
Did you open this letter?
I couldn't help it, Raj. I'm your star witness. This letter affects me as much as it does you.
Oh, no.
What's wrong, Raj?
I'm being sued. It's a cross complaint. If I lose, I have to pay for the bike and the damages to the car. Oh, I gotta go.
Where?
I have to come up with hundreds of dollars. I gotta make as many deliveries as I can.
Okay. Hey, Raj! You forgot your bike.
Mama was right. I should have just paid for the bike out of my weekly salary instead of trying to fight it in court.
Too bad she's got to work the night your case comes up.
Yeah. You won't need her. You've got an open and shut case. Just be careful how you handle it.
What do you mean?
All you got to do is stretch the facts a little, right?
Uh-uh.
Hey, no, I don't need him to stretch the facts. I'm in the clear.
Gee, I hope I know what to say.
Hey, don't worry. You'll do fine. As long as you don't commit perjury.
Perjury?
Yeah, they can send you to jail for that.
Jail?
Dwayne, wait, come back. Dwayne! My whole case depends on you. Without Dwayne, I don't have a prayer.
Amen.
Both parties approach the bench. Thank you.
Hey, Shirley, thanks for coming.
Oh, I wanted to come. Besides, after this, I may only see you on Visitor's Day.
Where's Rerun?
I don't know.
Rerun, why are you wearing a neck brace?
It's from the accident.
Rerun, you weren't anywhere near the accident.
I know, but when I heard the crash, I turned my head so fast that I think I got an expensive whiplash.
Rerun, I'm the one the judge is supposed to feel sorry for. Now take that thing off.
Please, Raj, you're yelling right into my neck.
Please, in the back row, order in the court.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry, Your Honor.
Hey, Raj, you got a lady judge.
Yeah, Judge X.
You know, that's good because older women tend to pity me.
Uh-huh, so do younger women.
Mr. Roberts, as a landlord, you should know better. After due consideration, this court renders your eviction notice null and void. Mrs. Hernandez may return to her home. Next case.
Did you see that? Yeah. This is going to be a snap. She obviously loves the underdog.
The next case on the docket is Thomas versus Hopkins.
Hey, that's us.
If both parties are present, will you please approach the bench with your witnesses?
Hey, good luck, Raj.
Thanks, Shirley, but I don't need it as long as Dwayne comes through.
Could you all raise your right hands, please? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
You may all be seated. Now, this doesn't appear to be too complicated. Who'd like to begin?
I should, Your Honor, seeing as I shouldn't be here in the first place.
Oh, wow! No way! Boom! 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 It's a boo-boo in my neck, Your Honor.
As I was saying, Your Honor, I inched carefully out of the alley, the one next to the soda shop, came to a complete stop, honked my horn, and looked both ways, as I always do, when all of a sudden, this young man comes barreling out of nowhere and crashes his bike into the side of my car, causing $87.50 major damages, Your Honor, as this estimate indicates.
I see.
Your Honor, I object. I consider Mr. Hopkins' opinions both erroneous and irrelevant.
Not to mention wrong.
All right. Yes.
You'll get your turn soon, Mr. Thomas.
Oh, excuse me if I was out of order, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Mr. Thomas.
Actually, it's Master Thomas, Your Honor. You see, I'm just a kid from a poor but honest background. And we never could even afford a bicycle. And I've never even been in a courtroom before. I haven't graduated high school yet. I haven't made my way through life. I guess I'm just at your mercy. The mercy of a woman of obvious wisdom and beauty.
Young man, if you're trying to prejudice the court, you're talking to the wrong judge. All we care about here are the facts.
Then forget how desperate I am.
Go on, Mr. Hopkins.
That's it, Your Honor. It's an open and shut case.
Oh, you see, Mr. Thomas, it's your turn already.
Thank you, Your Honor. Yes. Well, it was this way, Your Honor. On the afternoon of the 15th at exactly 3:12, that's p.m., Your Honor, I know because I was wearing my watch. My mama had bought it for me, and she saved up for years to get it. And it's waterproof. You can even wear it in the shower. I don't mean you can wear it in the shower. I can
Mr.
wear it in the shower.
Thomas, please, just tell the court what happened.
Oh, very well. May I use visual aid, Your Honor?
If you wish.
Bailiff, would you give me a hand? Okay, Your Honor, this is 2nd Avenue. And this is the alley next to the soda shop. Oh, and this is the corner where big, bad Gary Larson used to hang out. Really, you tempt on Rerun? And these are the park cars. It's a Plymouth Valiant. That's a Mercury Cougar. This is a foreign car, either a Fiat or a Toyota.
Mr. Thomas. This is night court. We're supposed to finish before dawn.
Very well. In that case, I would like to call my first witness, Mr. Dwayne Nelson, to the stand. He saw everything, Your Honor.
Mr. Nelson, will you take the stand?
Now, you did see everything, right, Mr. Nelson?
Well,
Of course he did. Now, he's just a little nervous, that's all. Now, relax and tell the judge in your own words the horrible incident that was perpetrated against me.
When was that?
Last Wednesday.
Right, well, I was standing outside.
In front of the soda shop. Remember, you saw Mr. Hopkins speed out of the alley in an act of gross negligence.
Mr. Thomas, let the witness tell what happened in his own words.
Sorry, Your Honor.
Well, Raj hit the car, or the car hit Raj. Then there was a loud, high-pitched scream, and that was it. Bye.
Well, tell what happened. Remember, it was a Cadillac.
Right, whatever you say, Raj.
Are you and this witness friends?
The best. Raj is a great guy. He'd never crash into anybody.
Because if you are, his testimony is suspect. You are friends, aren't you?
We were.
You may step down, Mr. Nelson.
Your Honor, may I call a character witness?
That won't be necessary. I think I understand the facts. You both agree Mr. Hopkins was coming out here onto the main thoroughfare while Mr. Thomas was already on that thoroughfare proceeding west, correct?
That's right, Your Honor.
That's right, Your Honor.
Well, then, we don't need to proceed any further. The decision is obvious.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
In view of the facts presented, and unless there is other evidence, this court would have to rule in favor of Mr. Hopkins.
What?
Mr. Thomas, you were riding your bike against the flow of traffic, which is illegal. And since Mr. Hopkins came to a complete stop, you're liable for damages to Mr. Hopkins' car.
Yeah, but see, I always, when I come out of the soda shop, come around.
See, you don't understand. If you had taken my advice to forgive and forget, we both would have been very happy. But now you get to pay for everything.
Oh, Your Honor, I object.
Who are you?
Oh, my name's Shirley Wilson.
Are you involved in the affairs of Mr. Thomas?
Affair? No. We just friends.
What can I do for you?
Well, now, I was thinking, you know, excuse me. I think you're making a serious mistake. So, for the interest of justice, can I bring Dwayne Nelson back to the stand?
If you feel it has a bearing on the case.
Oh, I certainly do.
Your Honor, I find this totally objectionable.
You're no prize yourself.
Isn't she out of order?
I'll be the judge of that.
I'll be the judge of that. That's funny, Your Honor.
Dwayne Nelson, please take the stand.
Now, you said you heard a high-pitched scream. Did you scream?
No, I was too scared.
That figures. Now, what did the scream sound like?
Well, it was sort of a high-pitched scream, like, mm-hmm. Oh, but only higher.
Oh, but higher. I see. Well, did it sound like this? Was that it?
No, it was much higher. It must have been that lady that was in the car.
So, there was a lady in the car, huh? Well, that'll be all, Nelson. Take a break, okay? I call Mr. Hopkins.
Mr. Hopkins, take the stand.
Your Honor?
You heard her. Please take the stand, and remember, you're still under oath.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hopkins, was there a lady in the car with you?
Do we have to bring her into this?
Maybe, maybe not. Listen, are you married?
Yes.
So, was the lady in the car your wife?
Your Honor, do I have to answer these questions?
Why not? It could be fun.
No, the lady in the car was not my wife.
You sure do get around, don't you?
on to Romeo.
No, we'll have none of that.
Now, it seems that you are paying more attention to the lady than to your driving. Now, I find that very interesting. And so will your wife. So will
You know, I just got a great idea.
I thought so.
Your Honor, Roger Thomas is a very industrious young man. And considering his performance in court tonight, and in view of the new evidence that was just introduced, I am going to drop the charges against Mr. Thomas. And I am also going to buy him a brand new bike.
All right. Order in the court. Mr. Hopkins.
Yes, ma'am.
We will note your offer of payment in the court records. Case dismissed.
Thank you, Honor.
Okay.
All right. Oh,
well, frankly, I don't like this kind of courtroom dramatics. Mm-hmm. But between you and me, I think you'd make a heck of a lawyer.
I don't know about that, but I'll make a heck of a hamburger.
Shirley, can I get you to sue Hopkins for my whiplash?
You don't have a case rerun.
Really?
You don't even have a neck.
If we can get Shirley's attention, maybe we can all get something to eat. What do you have, Raj?
Well, I'm pretty hungry. Maybe a hamburger and a shake.
What about you, Dwayne?
How about a cheeseburger and a grape soda?
And how about you, Rerun?
I'll have the same.
The same? The same as me or the same as Dwayne?
Right.
But we can't order until Shirley comes over.
Yeah, I wonder what she's doing.
Hey, Shirley, a little service or I'll take my business elsewhere.
Rerun, this place will close down.
Shirley!
Would you hold it down? I'm trying to study, okay?
What are you studying?
The law. See, ever since your court case, I've been thinking of going to law school.
Then you should study psychiatry, too.
Why?
Because anybody who hires you needs his head examined.